And welcome to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, a professor with more than 20 years of experience and more than 20,000 students across the globe. In today's podcast, I'll be talking about the topic, Quit Multitasking and Embrace Unitasking. In today's episode, I'll share how unitasking can be a better option than multitasking. Now, first of all, let me talk about ADHD. I'm sure all of you have heard about ADHD and its effect on poor productivity. ADHD means Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. You're undoubtedly aware that it causes impulsivity, it has trouble focusing, poor time management, and a short attention span. ADHD is also very demanding on individuals who are trying to overcome it. Now, multitasking, despite its claim to promote efficiency, usually increases activity by degrading the output quality. Perhaps multitasking in the business world, which is used, it is actually contributing to lower quality. Now, what is multitasking? Multitasking is a phenomenon where human beings do two or more tasks that need both attention and complex cognitive processes at the same time. Transitioning from one activity to the other and switching from one activity to other necessitates additional steps of goal shifting and rule activation. When performing many activities at the same time, the interconnected cognitive processes determine priorities and devote the mind's resources to each activity. For example, an example of multitasking can be a person can be on the phone with a client while also filling out a form for a regulatory body. Or a person can be on a phone with a client while scanning receipts to send with the expenditure report. On a basic level, one may attend a meeting while taking notes for a PowerPoint presentation on a laptop and responding to texts from a coworker on a smartphone. Now, what is the myth of multitasking? It is pure fantasy to imagine that one person who multitasks can accomplish the job of two or more individuals. A multitasker can manage their circumstances because of their immediate responsiveness. But let me tell you, these statements are not correct. Because multitasking, although it is a brilliant idea, there is a way to do it. Switching the mind on two or more activities at the same time accomplishes nothing. It just gives poor quality of work. To quote the New York Times, as much as people would like to believe otherwise, humans have finite neural resources that are depleted every time we switch between tasks. That is why you feel tired at the end of the day because you have used them all up. Frankly speaking, multitasking appears to be a fantastic method to get a lot of work done at once, but study has revealed that our brains aren't quite as capable of juggling numerous things as we would like to believe. Multitasking, according to some studies, can actually reduce your productivity by lowering your understanding, your attention, and overall effectiveness. According to Psychology Today magazine, when you multitask successfully, you activate the reward mechanism in your brain, which releases dopamine, the happy hormone. This dopamine rush makes you feel so good that you believe that you are being effective and further encourages your multitasking habit. At first, multitasking appears to give us an enormous hit of that rush, and that is why it is so hard to stop multitasking once you have conditioned your mind and body to feel that thrill. According to some studies, multitasking has a detrimental impact on performance and can reduce productivity and quality by up to 40%. As a result, while many individuals believe that performing a lot of activities at once saves time, it actually wastes time since the jobs are of poor quality and may have to be redone again. To provide more clarity, let us discuss a case study. This case study happened on an Eastern United States Financial Services Corporation. Now, this corporation in the Eastern United States found itself significantly behind time and over budget. Both the budget and schedule baselines had started to slip virtually from the start. And as the project continued, the delays got significantly enough that the corporation needed to enlist professional assistance in the form of a project management consulting firm. The consulting firm quickly discovered that the fundamental source of issues with the project in particular, as well as the company's project management processes in general, was a significant inability to correctly predict resource requirements after reviewing the organization's operations. Not enough full-time human resources had been allocated to the initiatives, as said by one of the consultants. The most serious issue was that several members of the project team were working on two or more projects at the same time, which was a clear case of multitasking. Therefore, the program's management created their ambition plan without considering the resources available to support the project milestones. Nobody was ready to take direct responsibility for their work on the software. Because of their enormous outside duties, individuals were juggling tasks and everyone was falling behind on everything. Project concerns would arise and there would be nobody present to manage them in a timely manner, the consultant said again. These minor difficulties, if ignored, gradually evolved into major issues. The project remained behind schedule and staff morale began to dwindle. The consultant's initial action after acknowledging the problem was to convince senior management to renegotiate job allocations with the project team. First, the key members of the team were relieved of additional obligations so that they could focus only on one initiative. The program's other support personnel were then relieved of their multitasking responsibilities and allocated to the project full-time or near full-time as well. As a result of this, other improvements proposed by the consultants, the project schedule and activity length estimates were ultimately matched up with the realistic knowledge of resource demands and availability. Basically, the project was restarted because it was ultimately resource leveled, notably by assigning full-time work to the project team, which appropriately represented the requirement to link resource management with scheduling. So what is the solution to multitasking? The solution is monotasking or unitasking. Now, what is unitasking? Unitasking entails making conscious commitment to the work at hand and immersing and engaging completely in the experience. To put it simply, focusing on one task at a time with complete effort and concentration. Now, how do you schedule for optimum management in work? Now, let me tell you an example. Some people use a pre-lunch, post-lunch time schedule where from the morning till pre-lunch, they'll work on one task or one project. From post-lunch, they'll work on another project. Let me tell you the case about Elon Musk, who actually juggles with multiple companies. Elon Musk is actually the CEO of multiple public companies. So Elon Musk schedules his week where sometimes on a Monday, if he is working on SpaceX and only all the different meetings of SpaceX, he would schedule Tuesday on SolarCity, his solar panel project company. And maybe on Wednesday, he would work on Tesla, his electric car company. So this way, he devotes the entire time on the Wednesday or maybe on the Thursday to Tesla. And, this way he achieves the weekly plan by scheduling one day per company. However, smaller company CEOs such as myself, I do it on a daily basis where I schedule like a pre-lunch on one particular task or one particular project and post-lunch on one particular project and maybe in the late evening on one particular project. But switching between tasks midway is a great productivity killer. So I hope today's episode on multitasking, you know, was very helpful. How you could quit multitasking, embrace unitasking by either allocating one day of the week to a particular project or by allocating like pre-lunch or post-lunch or, you know, late afternoon to a particular activity. But while you're doing the activity, do not switch back and forth. That will definitely be a productivity killer. So thank you so much for listening. I hope it helps. And see you around for the next episode of the Business Upside Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates. Thank you so much for listening.